Welcome to Your Personal Power Pod, a podcast about aligning yourself with the life you want. And here are your hosts, Sandy Abel and Shannon Young.
Shannon, how are you today?
Hey, Sandy. I'm great. I'm feeling a little embarrassed reading over our podcast topic today, which is procrastination, because I am still in my pajamas.
Hey, but this is your weekend day. You don't work today. You work on Saturdays instead. So that's okay.
You always make me feel so good. By the time we're done with this, the day will be half over and I will have procrastinated. So how are you today?
I'm great. It's very rainy and wet outside, but I guess that's a good thing. We need that.
We'll take it.
Yes. And hopefully it's snowing in the mountains and that's even better. So
yep.
Today we are talking about procrastinating or being productive.
Why? Why are we talking about this today?
Well, actually, I was talking to a friend who is my age, which is older. I'm not going to be specific here. And we mentioned something about making a will. And she said, you know, I need to get around to that. I have four kids and they'd like to know what's supposed to happen and who gets what and what I want done. And I just don't like thinking about it. So I haven't done it yet. And I thought, oh my goodness, you know, in a way that's kind of selfish because the fact that she doesn't get around to making a will is going to make things extra hard for them whenever she does pass away. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. It got me thinking about why people procrastinate. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're talking about today.
So it's interesting. I learned something reading over some of the notes that you sent me. I knew procrastination was when you delay or put off tasks until the last minute. You just kind of keep kicking them down the road.
Right.
And you mentioned that some researchers define it as a form of self-regulation failure, which I love. It sounds like wiring went wrong somewhere.
The wires got crossed, you know, it's just not working anymore.
But I didn't know there were different kinds of procrastination.
Yes, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's several different kinds. There's the passive procrastinator, which might be what my friend was doing, where they delay the task because they have trouble making decisions and acting on them. She does, mm-hmm. maybe doesn't know what she wants to do in her will, so she's not getting around to it.
And it means addressing something big and scary that's more than just doing the task.
Exactly. Exactly. So she's a passive procrastinator. Or there's active procrastinators. Active procrastinators need a deadline.
They need to feel the pressure.
Right. I know a lot of people who say, well, I wait till the last minute because then I really focus and get onto it. Mm-hmm. If that's true and they get it done, then great. But a lot of people just say that and don't ever get it done. Mm-hmm.
I understand this one because after working in television news for so long, every day you have a deadline, so you feel that urgency.
Uh-huh.
And it was really a challenge to adjust to a career outside of television where you're not done at the end of every day, where you don't feel the clock ticking. It was really hard to get used to working without that deadline. And now I just kind of self-impose the deadline and it helps a little bit. But I think I am partially an active procrastinator just because I need to know that there's an expiration date on this project.
Yeah. And you were trained to do that in TV. Mm-hmm. And then you have a deadline and you have to meet it down to the minute.
Yes.
But then you're done until tomorrow and you can walk away and be all done. So you need that pressure. Me, on the other hand, I don't like pressure. So I'm not an active procrastinator. And then there's the perfectionist who just puts things off because they're afraid that they won't do them perfectly. Mm. Of course, there is no such thing as perfect. So mm-hmm. they're waiting for something to happen that won't happen.
And then dreamers. This was interesting to me. They put off tasks because they're not good at paying attention to detail. So is that just like they can't get organized enough to move in the direction of the goal?
Yeah, they just are a little scattered and a word I use is flaky, but I'm not calling them flaky. But mm-hmm. people who just have trouble focusing. Mm-hmm. And so they just put things off because they just don't want to. And then there's the people who are just rebellious. If someone tells them they have to do something, they say, well, you can't tell me what to do. So they just don't do it.
I do what I want.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I know plenty of people who are worriers. They put off tasks because they're either afraid of changing or leaving their comfort zone.
Yes.
Or they're afraid they're going to make the wrong decision.
Exactly. And then there are people who just put off tasks because they like the drama and they're back to working under pressure.
Oh, yeah. Sounds exhausting.
And then there are the folks who just take on way too much and think they need to do everything at once. So they just get overwhelmed and they struggle and they can't get anything done. And I've known some people like that in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is all varieties of procrastination involve self-delusion, where you choose to avoid reality and ignore the consequences or penalties that'll occur when you don't do whatever the task is, like my friend with the will. Fortunately or unfortunately for her, she isn't going to have to deal with the consequences, but the people she loves will have to, and they mm-hmm. will not appreciate that.
Yeah. When I'm procrastinating, and I know that I'm procrastinating, I just tend to think of it either as I'm being lazy or I'm not quite sure how to move ahead yet, so I'm not. But
right.
then if you apply the self-delusion label to it, it sounds so much worse.
Right. And there are a lot of unfortunate consequences if you choose to procrastinate. You destroy trust in relationships because mm-hmm. you're not reliable and you don't follow through. So people can't believe you when you say you'll do something.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes you lose out on opportunities at work or in life.
And you don't achieve your goals. You may say, I really want to have the house on land with great vacations every year and all of the things that come with working hard and making a lot of money. But if you're not applying yourself and working hard and pushing the levers that make the dream come true, then you're just losing your opportunities. You're losing all of your goals.
Right. Life kind of passes you by uh-huh. and you keep saying, someday I'm going to do that. Someday I'm going to have that. And after a while, people just roll their eyes when you say that because they go, yeah, right.
Right.
But also, you could be doing all kinds of damage to yourself. You could be destroying your career. If you've got limiting beliefs, if you have a lot of negative self-talk, poor self-confidence or self-esteem, and you just keep getting in your own way, there are going to be a lot of negative consequences with that.
Yeah, you're just throwing up obstacles for yourself.
Exactly.
You know, you ruin your reputation with yourself and others. So once you stop being able to rely on yourself, what do you have?
Yeah, we're back to the self-esteem thing. And if you don't believe and trust in yourself, it's going to be hard for you to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's the personal power. When you move ahead and are productive, you're claiming your personal power. And when you're procrastinating, you're just giving it all away.
Yes. And then you're just creating more stress for yourself down the line when this thing was supposed to be done and you come up upon it. And then it's like the fourth grade kid who needs to have his science project in tomorrow and then doesn't tell his parents until the night before.
Yeah, right.
So then there's a whole lot of drama and stress and turmoil and angst and right. anger and all of that stuff that was unnecessary.
Exactly. And when you do that very often, it actually harms your physical and emotional and mental health.
Yes.
As well as your relationships. So procrastination is not a really good thing.
I've also found, and I think I learned this in high school when we were standing up in front of the class and giving speeches and book reports and all that stuff that I hated when I was 16 years old. I used to try to put off being chosen, but then I realized I was just ruining the now.
Yes.
It doesn't go anywhere. It's still in your life. It's still a thing you have to get done. And so not doing it, it's still affecting you. So you might as well just get up, do the speech first, address your fears, then sit down. Then it's over.
Yeah, that's the difference between procrastinating and trying to hide under your desk and standing up, waving your arm and saying, I'd like to go first, please.
Right. Let's get it done.
Yeah. I learned that a long time ago. I hate standing up in front of people for a wide variety of reasons that we've talked about.
You don't say hate very often.
Well, it used to terrify me. It doesn't uh-huh. anymore. So I would want to be the last one. And by that time, everybody is sick of book reports. Nobody wants to hear anything. And I realized, like you said, don't procrastinate, Sandy. Go first, because everybody else is impressed that you've got the courage to stand up there because they're all as scared as you are. And you get it done. And that's the beauty about not procrastinating, mm-hmm. is that stuff is done and you can move on.
Yes. Otherwise, you're just carrying it along with you.
Exactly. And it just weighs you down.
Yeah. So how do we shift that mindset? If we're used to putting things off and really we've recognized that we want to be getting things done because we want to move on, how do we do that?
Well, first you have to be honest with yourself and start holding yourself accountable. Develop an attitude of affirmation where you tell yourself you will remind yourself that procrastination is a learned habit and you can unlearn it if you choose. I don't think people realize that. Procrastination is just a habit. All habits we learn.
Mm-hmm.
So you can unlearn any habit you've got. Instead, you can learn time management and emotional control techniques.
I really like to make a list
for
two reasons. It helps me clarify my thoughts to put things down on paper, and then it gets them out of my head so I can focus.
Right.
But there's something magical in crossing things off a list too.
Oh, that feels really good.
It does. And it's a really great reward, which I think is important. If you don't want to do something, give yourself some kind of a reward for getting it done.
Yes. And crossing things off the list makes you feel really good. And the list gets smaller.
Although sometimes I'll write down things on the list that I just did so that I can cross them off. So my list looks more impressive.
It feels even better.
It does.
But eventually, everything is crossed off. So, and the important thing is to take baby steps, break things down. I know people who have a great idea, and they're so focused on the goal that they don't back up and break it down into little steps. Mm-hmm. So they never start because they don't know how to start. They're just focused on the end. You've got to be able to break things down into small, manageable steps so that they don't seem overwhelming. And then stop overthinking things.
Yes, because sometimes, and we can talk about this if someday we want to go down the manifesting route, sometimes you know where you want to go, but you don't know all the steps between here and there. But if you know just one step, take it. Because the path will emerge.
Absolutely.
As you start walking. So you don't have to know it all right now. Just start.
Yeah, you go as far as you can go. And then when you get there, you'll know how to move on.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever had every step outlined completely because you don't know what's going to come up in the process.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very important point.
Pay attention to your thoughts. We always talk about that.
Yes.
But there are warning signs. Mine usually is that I want to eat. if I'm doing something, especially work-related, and it's hard, my thoughts go towards snacking.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I think mine go towards, I think I'll just go play a little Words with Friends on my iPad, yeah. You know, just a little break here, you know.
You want to distract yourself for a second.
Exactly. And if it's only for 5 minutes, fine. But if it turns into 2 hours, no, not okay. Get back to what you're doing.
Or an entire pie.
Yeah. an entire pie. Yes. And then you get back to working on your task. You got to eliminate distractions. Pay attention to what pulls yourself away. Is it eating? Is it social media? Is it whatever? And then avoid them. Turn them off.
Put them away. Create an atmosphere that is conducive to helping you focus.
Exactly. And then pat yourself on the back. Enjoy the feeling of satisfaction. When you finish an item on your to-do list, have fun crossing it off. Do a little happy dance and congratulate yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Are there things in your life that you procrastinated on that looking back on, you realize what you were doing and why you were doing it?
There are things now that I procrastinate on. Usually technology related.
Oh, interesting. Why?
Oh, God, because technology scrambles my brain. My cell phone has decided to stop sending emails. And
what?
I know. And it makes no sense to me. And I call the people who are supposed to be able to help me. And of course, they speak tech and they can't fathom that I have zero clue. So I dealt with that and didn't get any solutions. And now I have to take it somewhere. And I'm just putting it off because it just frustrates me so much that I'm procrastinating about that.
Well, and we've all hung out at the cell phone store and you can be there for half a day.
Yes.
So I get it. You know, it's not an easy fix. Well, you could go and wind up losing half a day and still leave without a functional cell phone and just be more and more tied up in knots.
Exactly. And my concern is that they're going to do something to my phone, like update it, and then I won't know how to use it at all. So I procrastinate a lot on that one.
You have children who might help you with that if you asked.
Oh, well, hey, one of them could come over and give me a hand.
One of them could.
And what about you?
For me, it's exercising. And that is a long story, but I used to have a treadmill in my house, which was really handy, but that was before I got married. And, you know, my husband works very early in the morning, so goes to bed a whole lot earlier than I do. And treadmills aren't quiet. So it's out in this little room on the outside of our house, which, you know, I can see it from where I'm sitting right now. It's only 20 feet away, but there is something about the fact that it is not in the main house, which makes it sound like I live on a plantation. I don't. That means I have to go out the back door, around through the mud, and then into this other little room that makes it so much harder to get my act together. And I don't know if it's because I have to wear shoes and I didn't have to wear shoes before. I don't know what it is, but that additional step makes the treadmill feel 400 miles away. And it also means I would be treadmilling at times of day that don't work for my biorhythms. So like first thing in the morning, I will never do that. I keep thinking I will. It's never going to happen. So then it's late, late at night. Again, it's around the side of my house in the dark through the mud. And yeah, it just, it's a thing that I somehow have created a mental block around that is brutal for me. And I'm not sure why that is.
Well, but at least you recognize it. So maybe you can figure out another place for the treadmill if you want to solve the problem and stop procrastinating.
Well, I do, but it can't be in the house, which is the problem.
Yeah.
So maybe I need to come up with a different form of exercise.
There's that. See?
Yeah. So,
and that's what we're talking about, is how to be productive.
And problem solving. What are the steps involved in productivity? Because that's a big word we throw around a lot that actually has a lot to it.
Right. Well, you have to get clear on what it is you want to accomplish and then make a plan for each day. Identify what needs to be done and by when. That's important. Got a deadline. And then make a to-do list, like you said. Just write it down. Be clear on exactly what you want to achieve. And then trim it down to the tasks that are highest priority and which you know you can undertake.
You're kind of triaging, you know, what needs to be dealt with now, what can wait.
And then what I like to do is do the small things first.
Yes, me too.
Because then, like you said, you can cross them off your list. It's like, yay, I did that. I made that phone call, or I wrote that note. Cool, that's done. If you take the big thing and try to do that first, you're just going to get frustrated and stuck and stop.
That's a real challenge with my work, because we often go into work and there's a really long to-do list every day. And we're supposed to address the big, snarled problem childs first. And I can't do that when I feel the weight of the rest of the list over me.
Yeah. And you'll put more energy into the big problems if you've got the other stuff out of the way so they're not weighing on you.
Yep, I agree.
Assuming that you do have to get to them that day.
Yes.
But you don't have to do it instantly, because that's going to wear you out.
I will have you write a note to my boss. Then you got to make some smart choices, and sometimes hard choices.
Right, exactly. And you got to stay focused on one thing at a time.
Yeah.
You can't flit between tasks.
Multitasking is not a thing. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work because you never finish anything. You just start a whole lot of stuff that just hang there. Staying focused and putting all your energy and effort into one thing until it's completed is how you be productive. And then you just repeat that throughout the day.
And I know a lot of you are out there saying, I multitask and it works just fine. But the truth is that none of the things you're doing all at the same time are getting 100% of your attention. So you may be getting things done, but are you getting them done well?
You got to make smart choices and decide what is most important right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then what can wait till tomorrow or next week or next month or never.
And understand how you work, what pace you work best at.
Yes.
Understanding that might help you to do something faster or more deliberately. Like if you know you work slowly, but you know this one thing over here needs a little bit more attention and time, then you can factor that into your schedule.
Right. You just have to understand yourself and how you function, because we all function differently. And then don't stop until you're done. Finish.
That's a biggie.
I know. Well, if it's like painting the house, you can stop until the next day. You know, you can go to bed that night. But if it's something smaller and it's doable in 1 hour or one afternoon or one day, don't let yourself be distracted. Get it done, because you'll feel great.
This is one of those things that I know people with ADHD struggle with.
Uh-huh.
I know a handful of people who really struggle with ADHD. They start a task and then they finish the task itself, but they don't finish all the stuff around it. Say they're working on rebuilding their fence. So they rebuild their fence and now the fence is standing, and then their brain says, okay, you're done.
Right.
But they're not done. They haven't cleaned up. They haven't put all the tools back where they went. They haven't put things away. You know, like the entire task isn't done. The main task is done.
Exactly. And ADHD people are usually very smart, very capable. They're really focused, like building the fence. If they're building a fence, they're going to build the friggin' fence.
Right.
But like you said, when they get near the end and the main project is done, they lose interest.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, they just lose interest and they and something else captures their attention and they go do that.
So understanding that that's what your brain is doing will help you complete the entire task.
Exactly. Yeah. Do the end part. Even though the task is done, there's still parts around it, like putting the tools away and all, that need to happen for the whole job to be done.
And there are so many bennies to being productive.
Absolutely.
You get more done.
Absolutely. All kinds of things.
Once you figure out how to be efficient, then you make more time for yourself to do fun things and relax and take care of you.
Right. And you'll be much less stressed because you know things are taken care of. And the people around you will be less stressed. They will appreciate that you're trustworthy and reliable and responsible, and they can count on you. You'll be accomplishing things.
Yeah, which feels really good.
Yeah, it does. And here we're back to checking things off the list. It just feels so good.
And there are relationship and work benefits to getting things done if you're doing them well. It enhances your reputation. It reinforces trust. When you start doing what you say you're going to do, can increase your earning power. Depending on what your goals are, you know, you enhance your life physically, mentally, and emotionally.
Right.
Which then makes you happier.
Exactly. All the way around. The bottom line is, if you want to be successful, healthy, happy, and productive, get out of your own way and stop procrastinating.
Just do it.
Exactly.
Forget who said that, but somebody important said that.
I'm thinking that would be Nike. And it's right. It's very simple. It's not complicated. People always want to make it very complicated.
That can be another form of procrastination.
Yeah, right. Of course. Yeah. If you have things that need to be done, just do it, and your life will be so much easier.
Thank you, Sandy.
And thank you, Shannon. And thank you so much to our listeners for taking this fun podcast journey with us. We look forward to talking with you next time and really hope that you will share this fun podcast with your friends.
Please do. And then also, if you have overcome a procrastination habit, tell us about it. Tell us how you did it. That can be really helpful for other people too. So we'd love to talk about it if you'd like us to. So we love your stories about self-esteem and personal power. Also, if you have any ideas for topics you'd like us to address in future episodes, send those along too. That's really helpful for us. And if you want to, and you're feeling inspired, please review our podcast. And you can do that wherever you stream, or if you would rather just talk to us directly, go to yourpersonalpowerpod.com, click contact, and drop us an email. And if you would like to learn about coaching and how it can change your life, get in touch with Sandy, and you can reach her at sandy@insidejobscoach.com. Just do it! We look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, find your power and change your life.